Ladies and gentlemen of Prescott, it's time for a change. We, the people of this vibrant community, demand honest, upfront communication. And now your hosts, Tony Hamer and Chad DeVries.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. We're here in the studio, the Ion Prescott studio, and we've got a special guest today. We're very fortunate to have Mike Kimmel of the Agape House Consortium big business that he's put together here. Mike, welcome.
Hey, thank you very much. It's great to be with you guys. You guys are making a big effort to help this town get back to where it should be.
Well, we like to think we influence things around here. And actually, I went through a few things last night and I think we have, you know, so that's good. Agape House, how are you doing? What's going on at Agape House that you would like to tell our audience about, Mike?
Well, we are blessed with the community we're in. But Agape House is a long-term transitional program for families that are homeless.
Right.
So we have an apartment building in town here. It's got seven families in it. So seven families, 20 kids. So it's busy.
How did you get into this? Because I think I flipped through your background, and really you're an AT&T engineer. That's who we're interviewing. Well, that's what I thought we were doing.
You know what? We need his help to get that cell tower that they just disapproved at council.
Mike knows
everything about, the cell phones and phones. So,
well, if Mike's tall enough to stand there and have an antenna up from him, and they can't complain about that, Mike.
Well, I taught climbing, so I could be like King Kong and climb up there and take care of it for you.
So how did you get from AT&T engineering into Agape House?
So during school, I ran restaurant kitchens, which obviously prepared me for being an engineer. After school, I worked in defense for a dozen years, and at the beginning of kind of the cell phone industry, I jumped into that, basically. I got to work on the first iPhone. So I actually had the test iPhone at home. My daughter said it's the ugliest phone I've ever seen, Dad. No one will ever buy it. iPhone came out. She said, wait a minute, Dad, that was an iPhone. I said, yeah, but it's gone now. You didn't want it. But had a great career in high technology, working with all kinds
of people.
Getting calls in the middle of the night from Bill Gates saying, my phone doesn't work. Why have you guys broken it? Even though it was another company. And eventually,
AT&T was supposed to be everything to everybody, including to be a safe source for your pension, right?
They made that promise, correct. as we got bought five or six times while I was there, the pensions changed a lot. But we had pretty much had enough of the West Coast. Wife and I took her here. She said, there's snow on the ground. I said, yes. We came by right as they lit the courthouse up for a practice lighting. She says, I don't care about the snow.
Yeah.
That place is beautiful. We bought here, started building about 6 years ago, moved here.
6 years ago.
Huh? Yeah, to the beautiful town. We love it. We live out in the county.
Yep.
Where it's a little bit more open. But we're at church one day and literally bumped into one of the gals there that ran Agape House. And she said, I heard you were here. And for 25 years, I sat on boards with big rescue missions in the big city, big problems.
Yeah, you're in Long Beach, right?
Yep, we were at the beach. Went to school there and lived there, raised a kid there. Next thing I knew, my semi-retirement turned into full-time, like a lot of people there. But we're blessed to be able to take care of families in crisis and just help guide them through with the help of God and an unbelievable staff and lots of volunteers. To take them from that crisis to stability, where when they graduate from us, we've had ones buy homes, we've had ones just become part of the community. We have ones that been in Chamber of Commerce, ones that employ a single gal with four kids, went from living in a van to running a business, to hiring people in town here, to paying taxes.
Super.
I remember that last story. What was it, that family that was living in a garage?
And correct.
Now, aren't they in a house now?
Right. They went from using drugs across the street. Eventually, they got clean, came in the program. He got a great job, first real job he's ever had.
Super.
Now it's a family of six living in their own home in Chino.
That's a nice story, huh?
Yeah, he's got a lot of great stories. You know, when I can't remember how long ago I met you. I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And I support Agape House. It's one of my favorite charities in town because, when you get into government programs, they don't help people. And in their program that they go through, and his staff is phenomenal. They've had their Christmas parties here at my office, and between his staff and volunteers, and then, you know, bringing these people where they, you know, they're not allowed to drink and smoke and all that, but they go through like what, faith and finance class. They have to put so much of their money in the bank account,
right?
Stuff like that. So but you have programming that works.
Yeah, we're like boot camp. You know, you can be in Marine boot camp. You get a cot. You get a sort of hot meal, three a day. But if you decide you don't want to do push-ups and run the range and do everything else, you get booted out of boot camp. Here it's the same thing. We'll give them a place, their own apartment, their own bed, their own shower. They make their own meals for free. But if they decide they don't want to run in the program, they get exited out. If they decide they want to go use drugs again or drink, they're out. But, yeah, we have a finance class they'll go to. We have a life skills class they'll go to. We have a parenting class they'll go to. Every week they'll meet with a mentor, and she'll look at their budget. She'll look at their bills. She'll look at the bank account, and it better all match up. So they have to save 30% for that future place to live.
Well, I remember when you had that family living out in Lynx Lake, and they had those it was three teenagers, correct?
Yeah, three teenage kids. They're living not in the campground, but behind the campground.
Right, but you were telling me the story about how they needed to, you know, you got them in school, and they didn't have any, you know, any way to do their homework because everything's on laptops and stuff, and that was really a touching story, because I don't think people understand, you know, when they come into up to Prescott, they think we're in this like little bubble, and there's not this happening, but they don't really see what's happening behind the scenes. You know, they don't see what's out in the woods or people living in their cars, and it's really opened my eyes. So that's why I support Agape House 100%. And I think a lot of people listening should do the same, because, you know, this is Mike's done an incredible job here. I think one of the things Tony and I wanted to talk to you about was, you know, the difference between Prescott and Prescott Valley, because I know you've been really well accepted in Prescott Valley with the new Agape Village.
Yeah, Miracle about 3 years ago called us out. It's kind of like being called to the principal's office. We didn't know why. So I went out there with one of our board members, our founder, and he said, we know what you do in Prescott. We know how you help families. He's a family guy. Miracle has a couple kids, a wife. He said, we want to start something here that can help families that need help on the Prescott Valley side. They gave us some property for $1 a year between them and prevent child abuse. Yeah, it's a nice lease. Yep. About 0.7 of an acre.
For a six-month lease, or are we talking about something long?
That's 40 years.
40 years. So great stuff.
I may be alive. I won't be active, probably. I probably won't be digging holes 40 years from now, but you never know. We're able to put six homes on that. So I was there yesterday. There's pads. There's sewer lines in. Watkins Construction has been working with us on that. And by early May.
The same guys who did the teachers' units here as well?
Them and Southwest Homes. So John Rocha with the homes.
Yep.
So where they have four teachers' homes and a law enforcement and a firefighter.
Yeah.
Good.
So ours will be six homes, two-bedroom homes up on that property, and that'll give them a little more time to help save up for that future home or apartment. So that's kind of like advanced training if this was boot camp on the side.
Right, because you were telling me that's kind of the last spot where they go before they get out to the world again on their own.
Right, but the whole city council.
That was amazing. I was there for your groundbreaking. It was amazing.
Yeah, they were all out there.
They were saying prayers, and you know what's amazing over there? They get along. They actually like each other.
Yeah, people tease some of the people on town council.
Really?
Yeah.
In a city council?
Yeah. They actually like each other.
Yavapai County.
Go figure. I mean, but they're
well,
great.
We're going to go and figure that out. We're going to have mayor on, aren't we?
Yeah, Pal Gouda's
next
gonna be
week.
On. Yeah,
next week.
Yeah,
yeah. We're a big fan of Kel and his whole staff there. Even farther down into the leadership of that.
Yeah,
they go out of their way to work with us, and we're very thankful.
Well, and I thought it was amazing too. Is you're in a community because there's houses there, and even the neighbors embraced it. You know. It just seems like there's a different culture in Prescott Valley than Prescott. It just seems like in Prescott, people don't want to deal with that. They don't. I mean, a majority of the city council, everybody there supports it and the mayor. But here, I think you only have one maybe supporter from our city council here, right?
Yeah, Brendan's been really good
Brandon
with
Montoya.
Us. Now, some of your past people on council, you know, Steve and some other people have been really
Billy
good with
Orr.
Us.
Probably as well. She would have been positive, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a number of people. Definitely the police, the chief police, and many other people in town are great. A lot of the business owners are great with us.
Yeah.
But Prescott Valley, super family friendly. They understand that not everyone has a car, so you might need dial a ride, whether you're old or younger or in between.
Yeah.
You know, the parks. We love the parks. My dog really loves the parks. She's the pavement princess. My wife won't put her on pavement.
Do you did you try to get any property from the city of Prescott to do this?
Yeah. I mean, we've been here for as a 501c3 for 11 years. And it's not like they kicked us out of town. They didn't go out of their way to help us out there. We bought the property we're on here.
Yeah.
Had a lot of people help us.
When you first started out, you said you acquired the business, the Agape business. Tell us a little bit about that. How big was it at that point in time, and why did they want to sell it to you?
Sure. Well, I mean, originally, over 11 years ago, they started out just trying to help the community and found out the biggest problem in the schools here is homeless kids. Between Prescott, Prescott Valley, 187 kids who are homeless. So not on their own, with families. You know, obviously they're homeless. Originally, we would rent an apartment here and there and put the family in best we could, do a program best we could.
Yep.
But in 19, we were able to buy the property we're on.
Right.
An existing apartment house with people in it. So slowly over time, those people moved out. We moved the families in. But people all over the community, we have people across the country that support us knowing what we do here.
Super.
I mean, this is as close to Mayberry as I think you'll find anywhere in our country.
Well, we talked about that with the police chief Bonnie. We've talked about it with a lot of people. And it is the closest to Mayberry you're ever going to find. And
right.
So that's why I'm here. I mean, I really miss my hometown in Michigan. I miss people saying hello. And, you know, people are very generous here. I mean, you've seen that with the amount of funds that you bring in.
Oh, I mean, we love it. No one could go across the street here to the courthouse when they have Back the Blue or when they have Christmas or any other thing they
Yeah, we can say Christmas
week.
Here, too.
Yes, we can say Merry Christmas. And God bless you, too.
That's right.
But, that's great. You know, a lot of the families we serve here, they come here because they know someone. Everyone knows someone in Prescott for some reason. They'll come here thinking, wow, I'm in Mayberry. You know, Andy and Opie are going to come bring me dinner.
Yeah.
And they find out it's not cheap to live here, and you still have problems. So we want to prepare them, whether they're going to stay here or not. We want to rebuild those basic skills.
Right.
But we have so many people that come in to help our families and prepare them that, we can have a good success rate when they leave because it is a program. It's not just free housing.
Right.
It's an actual program.
What sort of success rate do you have in terms of somebody coming into the program and then graduating out of the program?
The way we measure our program here is we want to see, okay, when you graduate, what are you going to be doing afterwards? So we'll wait a year after they graduate, and we measure that. So 86% of the families who graduate, a year later, they're doing just as good or better.
Fantastic.
You know, we had not everyone makes it through the program. You know, we have a better record than, say, an average college.
Right, right.
Colleges here are good, but not all the colleges are good. And so that's what we want to see. Did they learn, and are they doing it? Once they're not with us, they're not having us watch over them day to day, are they still doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Right, right.
We had a single mom come in. She was pregnant. She had a little boy, domestic violence, didn't have a job, didn't have a car that worked well.
Right.
She came in, got a great, wound up getting an online job working for a pet store, doing customer care. You know, didn't know what she was doing in there, had her baby, healthy baby. She gets a call many months later. They said, there's a problem. You never want to say that to a single mom.
Yeah, right.
And they said, you know, we rated everyone, 170-some-odd people in your position. And they said, you're number 7. So you're almost the best person in the entire company in
Fantastic.
Doing that. They gave her a promotion.
Yeah.
She moved out about 4 or 5 months ago. We need some help loading up the moving truck.
Right.
The 3 stars from the Prescott basketball team that are in the state playoffs now, they came out, took time away from school, helped load up the van with her 4-year-old son, took a big muscle picture at the end. You know, the little 4-year-old thinks he's the big stud on campus now.
Well, of course he is. It doesn't think it. He is.
He is. He's got all these friends. And, you know, that's a mom and a family completely changed their life. Not
That's
due to
great
me,
stuff.
But due to lots of folks who came alongside. And he's going to have that memory and that picture of him and these guys that may be in the NBA one day.
Wow.
Right.
That
right.
took their time to help him.
So when you acquired the business, what was your thinking? Did you have a plan to, Tell me about the plan. There must have been some sort of plan.
Tony loves plans.
Yeah. Otherwise, Karen wouldn't have let you do it.
There you go. It was basically don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
No, we knew we had way more demand than supply. So we're getting 3 to 5 calls every day.
I know. I was telling Tony that it's unbelievable.
So I can take about a family every 6 weeks.
Right.
So I say no a whole lot. About 96% some odd, we have to say no.
Because we have, 9 apartments?
We have 7 that can put families. One's for our caretaker, one's where we do counseling and community stuff.
Okay.
Right.
Here, and then 6 more will be added.
Yeah.
With that. But so part of it was you need to increase funding so you can increase the number of rooms.
Right, right.
The number of places to stay. And then increase the training along the way. So everyone... we have one of the local radio engineers, coming down in the next week or so to help teach on job skills and various things. I had a fire captain come in last night to teach about fire safety.
Super.
I had a facilities guy come in to teach about what you should and shouldn't do with your garbage disposals and, toilets. How do you unclog a toilet? If you're a single mom and maybe multiple generations of challenges,
yeah.
There's no dad to teach you it's not complicated to unplug a toilet. Here's how you use a plunger, right? To all of us, you can do it in our sleep.
Oh, no, the kids wouldn't even know what to do with that nowadays.
Yeah, you hit your brother with it. You put it on the top of his head.
Well, you have to go to YouTube first to find out how to do it, right?
Yeah.
Not TikTok. Don't go to TikTok. Yeah. It'll teach you something else.
Sounds like Mike's program is better than going into the education system, right?
Maybe he should help the education
Common
system.
Common sense, man.
Along.
It was funny because I had years ago, one of my kids, my mom was coming in to her winter home out here, and I had a broom and a scrub brush, for the patio. And I said, hey, can you sweep the patio? And I looked out there, and he was using the scrub brush, and I'm like, I'm a failure as a parent. He didn't know how to use a broom. And because they've been brought up so differently. Mm-hmm. And so things like that, common sense and teaching, fire safety and how to use a plunger. I mean, we think it's funny, but they don't know how to do it. Put a rotary phone in front of them.
Right. Wouldn't have an idea.
Yeah,
wouldn't
have an idea.
But most of the kids and adults in our program, they really haven't had chores. So everyone gets chores. And we had our little bit of snow over the last week. We had about almost 20 inches of snow sitting in our courtyard there. And you hand them that snow shovel, and they say, that's a lot of work. We said, it's right. It's a lot of work. But no one else is doing it for you.
That's great. So where's the plan from here? You're in Prescott. You've got 6 units here.
We have 7 units with semis here.
And then how many units are you putting in Prescott Valley now?
So we'll put in 6 in Prescott Valley. Good. 800-plus square foot homes there.
Right.
Manufactured homes.
What's the next step after that?
I haven't gotten to the first one yet. No. Becky is our true visionary in our organization, our administrative director. She does all that while she raises 4 kids.
She is a rock star, Becky Mitchell. She's amazing.
So why are we talking to Mike when we could be talking to Becky?
Becky's in the office working right now, and I'm sitting here talking to you guys.
Yeah, she's a hard worker.
No,
the biggest heart, too.
Yeah, I mean, we're really having to go to areas that are more affordable for our families. We don't want to go to Phoenix. We don't want to go to places that may be affordable but not livable.
Yeah.
So we're definitely, it would probably be something like Chino or Dewey, just outside of town here.
Yep.
Almost all of the mayors in this area and leadership have been great to us. Super friendly. They work with us.
Good.
Almost all the mayors. when I go to Dewey or I go to Chino or I go to even the county, our county supervisors, Mary Mallory, they've gone out of their way.
Mary's a rock star.
To work with us. Yep. And we're excited. I mean, even a lot of the people running for office.
Yep.
Our U.S. representative, so Eli's
great,
and Kwong and Selena, we love working with them. They understand.
Where does most of your funding come from, Mike? Is it local, or are you going national in terms of your umbrella of funding?
We do have some rare people who have left Prescott who still support us, but most it's the average Joe here. It's really a grandma or a business owner, Chad, whoever it is.
Well, he's very average,
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna get some. You know what? We're gonna get some of your pounds out of you.
Oh,
you guys still
really?
In pounds over there, or you know?
Didn't we go? We went to one of your events.
Yeah, we don't take euros.
You don't pounds. You'll take. I know.
We're good.
A hell of a lot more than a dollar.
Yeah, 10, 20, 50 quid. We're good.
You're good.
Don't give me a euro.
Take some quid.
No euros though. Really? No,
it's that, you know, we have just a number of things. There are a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
There is a block grant we've taken in the past here in town.
Right.
Which is
right.
Only good. We like fix our roofs with it and stuff. But then a lot of the Phoenix Suns, they're going to come put a basketball court in for us.
Are they really?
Yeah. So,
awesome.
I mean, there's a lot of different things, but there's so many volunteers that come. If I had to pay all the tradesmen and teachers what they could get in the community, there's no way we could afford to do what we do.
Right.
People that give up their offices, like Chad, or people that give up churches for us to use for a fundraiser is great. We've had a fundraiser at the Elks where they donated basically all the money, all the way to cookies and brownies at Chick-fil-A every year. They put a fundraiser on. Sweetest one in town.
Then you had Mountain View. Didn't they?
Mountaintop. That was our, we've only had one gala, and they gave us that
gala.
To use.
That was good.
We just wanted to have fun was a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, Boots and Blessings. It was great to have some of our families come give a little bit of their story.
Yeah. That was super.
In
it
there.
Really was.
But it's that kind of a community we live in. Not everyone here is perfect, but there's so many nice people out
Hamer?
Here.
You hear that? Not everybody's
no,
perfect.
No, I didn't hear that.
I didn't say
figured you would say that.
Well, every mate we know here is perfect.
These Brits, man, you know. He's got this group of what they call them, misplaced Brits. There's like 70 of you here or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, anyone that's played rugby may have had their head beat in a little bit, but they're great to be
with. He straightens you up.
He said that's real football. That's what he says.
What is real football?
Rugby.
Well, soccer is real football. Now, your football, I'm not sure what you should call it, throw ball or catch ball or something.
I don't know. I played in school, and I had a coach who played for the West German. That's how long ago he played. He played on the West German Olympic team.
Right.
Yeah, he would scream at us in German. We were never sure what we were doing. But it was great to learn that sport as opposed to the other one where they don't use their feet.
Well, that's true. That's true. A little bit safer for everybody as well. Although in the olden days with soccer, when that leather ball got heavy after it had rained, my country, it rained every
That's when
match.
They had real pigskin, right?
That's right. It soaks up all the water.
Yeah.
And those balls weighed 10, 15 pounds of water. They really were. So heading a ball was quite difficult. I digress, don't I?
Yeah.
Let me go back, Mike.
Oh, my God.
So where from here? You're thinking about another complex within Yavapai County?
Yeah, I mean, lovingly we call Agape House Agapeville.
Yeah.
So this would, I guess, be one, and PV is two.
Right. Considering
what the issues are, we know we'll have to do something because I could fill that one today.
Right.
In PV, more or less that. So, yeah, it is. A lot of our support comes through the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit.
Right.
Right. So us, we're part of that. So $421 for a single or $841 for a couple.
Right.
It means
just went up, didn't it?
It did this year. Yeah. So it means you don't have to give your money to Katie Hobbs and people who want to take that away.
Definitely want to do that.
You can give to us or you could give to other charity schools in town.
Is that the biggest thing that you would like to emphasize in terms of a message to our public at this point?
Yeah. Well, it's a neat thing because you can give the taxes you paid last year.
Right.
That came out last year, and that maybe you haven't done your taxes this year, you can still apply it. You could give the money up until April 15th, and it applies to last year's taxes if you want.
Right, right.
So that's great. But that
we'll make sure. Chad's got sort of short arms and deep pockets.
Oh, you're talking alligator arms?
Never meet.
No, when it comes to Agape House, I have deep pockets and long arms, yeah, because I will support them. You know, the thing about being a realtor in this town, not only do I sell homes, but I want people to get back into housing. So that's what people like about how I do business, because I give a big portion of what I bring in back to the community, like Agape House, House of Hope, and, you know, programs that are actually, you know, within our city, and, you know, you could see what's happening with the money. And that's what's great about Agape House to me.
So the easiest way for our audience to help right now would be to go to your website, which is?
Sure. They could go to agapehouseprescott.org.
Yep.
Google us or just go straight there. It would be great. Yeah. They can, our phone number there is 928-910-1089. They could just give us a call. They could go online. Lots of different ways to get a hold of us in town. I mean, we're a local Prescott nonprofit.
That's
here.
That's great. And it is the right time to go out to people with April the 15th looming over the horizon at this point.
It is. So. It's over all of our heads. I think one other critical issue with us is schools here. You know, yeah. Our kids have been damaged. They bounce school to school and city to city. They need that stability of a good school system. It's really important. They've gotten way behind in math and reading and writing and real history. And to throw other stuff at them on top of that instead of that, they're going to get jobs based on their ability to use a skill they've learned, vocational or just basic. Right. So it's huge for us. We've had some great teachers go out of their way for our kids, but a lot of them just get completely confused in school. The ESA has been great.
Yep.
Gives the moms and dads a little more choice.
Right. Very important program all the way through the state and under some pressure right now as well.
A lot of pressure.
Well, I mean, votes count. And we try to teach our families that votes count. It's not who gives them the most money.
Right.
It's who's going to prepare them and prepare their kids for life.
That's great. Well, on the school piece, you know, what is it that the population can do in terms of helping the schools get better and helping, therefore, your entrance to get better as well? Yeah. That's why we're doing this show as well. It's to inform people in the neighborhood so that we have an informed public so they can make the right charitable contributions as well. Really appreciate it.
Thanks
so much, Mike.
Thank you both. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, Tony, that was a great interview with Mike Kimmel from Agape House, or you would say Agape House. Boy, what a great man of our community.
Absolutely is, and I don't care what we call the house. It's very, very successful for our community in terms of long-term transitioning homeless back into society.
Well, it's amazing to see how when you bring the private sector into it, how successful it can be. Like a business, right?
Yeah, it is.
And that's how government doesn't function.
You're right in many cases. But, 6 years the Kimmels have spent leading this activity, and they've had Becky Mitchell working with them as well. And it's really a boot camp from what I could see. And I think Mike would agree with that. No drinks, no drugs. You're out if you do. But graduation, 86% graduation rate is a pretty good number for this program.
Well, that's amazing because Mike had said, he gets 150 calls a month. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
150.
So that's just in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and now they're building a new facility over in Prescott Valley, and Prescott Valley gave them a 40-year lease on the facility for how much?
$1.
Just $1. That's pretty nifty stuff.
You know, and I think the listeners here should, talk to their city officials and stuff because, they try to do things in Prescott and they get turned down. You know, it's just like the food forest, those are things that the community needs. We need to help the community. We do have, people don't understand, we have people living in the woods. We're in a bubble when you come in because you see the beautiful square and everything, but there are a lot of people in need and we need to be there for them.
Yeah, there certainly are. But, just to capture a little bit differently on that. We have a very generous community here.
Oh, absolutely.
And people have given very freely to things like Agape House, and it's really good. Now, at this time of the year, before April the 15th, we should ask people to get on the website for Agape House and make your tax-advantaged contributions to Agape House.
Well, and the thing is, though, you can see it at work here. So when I went to the groundbreaking for Agape Village, the stuff they're doing over there, they're doing the site prep right now. They're getting ready to bring in the homes. But you see your dollars going to work in your own community.
Yep, that's a pretty nifty thing. So thanks so much, Mike Kimmel, for making a great show for us.
And he's also one of our top listeners.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah, he always
responds.
Yeah, he listens to all the shows. He knows the pulse of the town and the cities and the Quad Cities. So thank you, Mike.
Great guy. AT&T engineer.
Yeah.
Basketball player. And a great guy. Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
You've been listening to Eye on Prescott. We adore living here, and we want to be your voice to ask the tough questions, hold officials accountable, and you'll never hear us running from a debate. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon on Eye on Prescott.